The Detroit Lions, a storied National Football League franchise. Unfortunately, the story has not been a happy one for years. Many, many years. Loyal Lions fans have been faithfully bleeding Honolulu blue and silver since 1957, the last time the Lions won an NFL championship game. Bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. However, the history of many championship teams is this fact. Sometimes you need to bleed before you succeed. If that's true, who can deny that the Detroit Lions are headed for the Super Bowl? Which is what your morning team show has been saying for years. Many, many years. So, for yet another season, your morning team will join you following the Lions each week, hoping, knowing, believing, and yes, praying that this is the year the Lions will roar all season long and once again be called NFL champions.
Despite yesterday, it was only the third game of the season. I said going to the news, when did Marty Morningweg sneak back into Ford Field to make a coaching decision? I thought Dan Campbell was the head coach.
And he stepped up and accepted responsibility. How can you, they successfully, 4 out of 5 times on fourth down made it. So he elects not to do that and to kick with a guy who had missed one before. Stupid, just stupid.
And I think that captures it right there, Dave. That's essentially it.
I mean, And then there was some hard playing being done by the Lions. The Lions were looking good. They kind of let up on in the second period and then came back in the third a little more aggressively. But that first period really looked promising. You might have believed the finals of playoffs and things were in their future. But, I don't know now.
Yeah, not there yet. I predicted that the Vikings would win.
You did.
Because I need the Lions to show that they can win games like this on the road. They are showing that maybe they can beat a Washington Commanders. They play Seattle next week. I believe the Lions are favored in that game as well, which they should win at home against Seattle. So that's maybe one step. Now the next step they have to take is being a division foe on the road. And then you can say that maybe they're turning the corner. I think that Dan Campbell, in my opinion, I think he just choked. I think you're right. He was going for it, trying to go for the win, and then when it got down to it, he thought, for some reason, let's kick a 54-yarder with a guy who missed a 48-yarder earlier. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping, by the way, the Lions do look for a new kicker. And or, when the draft comes up, there's a guy named Jake Moody, who is out there from the University of Michigan. You might want to consider getting him. Yes, I know he missed a kick last week, but that was his first of the year. Anyway, I would do that for the Lions. But this was a game that they should have gone for the jugular. If you're trying to say you're changing the culture, that you're trying to change your losing ways, well, hey, go for it and do it.
Well, and I think Campbell is a good coach. I think for the most part he's a good leader and he's got the team inspired and they're fired up. And then he makes a stupid mistake and that's not the first one he made either. I believe he did one previously.
You mentioned he stood up and took
the blame.
So he did. He didn't try and make an excuse or hide. He says
not at all.
I blew it. I would much rather. It's going to sound stupid on my own part. I'd have much rather the Lions would have went for it and lost the game that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Then kick the field goal and win.
Yep.
Right.
Crazy
exactly.
As that sounds.
I know what you mean.
Yep.
I know what you mean.
But just because it added up to nothing. Even if he makes the field goal, it's only a 6-point lead.
Right.
Right. And then Minnesota came back and scored a touchdown, didn't they, after that?
Yeah, that's how they won the game. Right. So.
I mean, the defense is not the Lions' strong suit. It's the offense. So let your offense, the best part of your team, go out there and win it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do. And I know, yes, that Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift were dealing with some injuries yesterday, but they were still out there. They were cutting it out, and hey.
Yeah, St. Brown was giving it his all. And he was
a
guy who really saved him a lot of clutch situations.
Oh, yeah.
He was looking good.
Yeah, made a clutch third down catch there near the end. Yeah.
Who's the other guy? His name escapes me. Number 30. He was looking good.
The running back. Yes, I know. You would ask me. you would say that right now.
I have to ask you right at the moment. And it's off the. Yeah, I should know it.
But anyway, yeah, that he did. Yeah, the running game as a whole was pretty good yesterday. Solid.
It just, you know, and let's face it, you know, while that one decision is such the focus of the game, there are other things that happen during the game. If, as somebody so rightly put it out, you know, if the Lions would convert third downs, they wouldn't have to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, right.
Jamal Williams, by the way.
Jamal Williams, yeah, that's right.
Well, although I like sometimes Brady Quinn yesterday, who was doing the commentary for Fox, he said it's obvious that sometimes the Lions are making third down calls knowing that they're going to go for it on fourth down. And I like that. That's fine.
No, and I don't mind that there's been coaching philosophies of, we've got four downs.
Yeah.
Why don't we use them? Right. Especially if you can get to a fourth and one.
I can't fault Goff's performance yesterday. I thought he was playing a decent game.
I think he was fine. Yeah. I think he was fine. I had one major, and those of you who are watching the game, maybe you'll remember, but I had one fault on Goff. And this could have also been, though, the offensive coordinators. Could have been how the play was called. But the Lions in the fourth quarter, up by 10, they had a third and one. And they tried a 30-yard pass down the sideline, 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
And I was like, just run the ball. Get the first down. Keep milking the clock.
See, 1 yard, yeah.
These are the things I think they have to learn.
In fact, some of the commentators were saying at halftime that the Lions needed to keep up the running game.
Yes.
Because that's what was doing it for them, and stay away from the passing game.
Right.
it's a heavy side. This encapsulates the Lions for all these years, these kinds of ways that stands out. That one, again, it's a 60-minute game, but that one focus on what happened, especially coming from the head coach, that up until this point, he's been the gambler. He's been go for it. Forward, forward, forward.
And then he
took the foot off the gas.
Yes, he did.
But thank you for standing up to it, Dan Campbell. We appreciate that.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
A couple of other football notes we should mention. A lot of time football. Wolverines, first tough opponent, and they came away with the victory.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tougher than the first three.
Yeah, tougher than the first three. At first, it looked like they were kind of sleepwalking through some of this. Well, they'll get a better test here coming up on Saturday. First road test. And while Iowa's offense is not very exciting, their defense is solid. So we'll have to see how J.J. McCarthy does in this first road test.
What happened to the Spartans?
Oh, my goodness. Whew. I didn't watch it, but it was bad.
I saw the final score, and that was my question. What happened to the Spartans? I didn't see anything or hear anything about it.
It was over before it started. Really? It really was. And maybe I'll take some blame, too. You can't go off of last year's results. This is a different year, and this is a different team, and it's not a very good football team.
Isn't this a second poor performance for them this year?
Yes. Yeah.
Because they had the lost in Washington the previous week,
right? And Minnesota, I'll tell you what, they're a good team. They are. There's no doubt about it. They've got some good athletes there, solid. This could be an ugly year for Michigan State. Really, it could be.
Well, it's still early. Let's hope they can find ways to turn it around. But not pretty.
No.
But hey, how about our Saginaw Valley State University Cardinals?
Yes, boy, they're looking real solid this year.
4-0.
Mm-hmm.
And
where are they ranked in the Division II?
I'd have to check on that.
19?
It's going to start going up if they keep this up.
They were in the top 20 last week. I think it was 19.
It was 19 last week.
We'll check on that.
Yeah.
Big test at Grand Valley.
That'll be a challenge.
Not just playing Grand Valley, but having to play Grand Valley on the road. But, hey, this is a chance to find out if SVSU is, 4-0 and is everything that's happened so far going to continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are the games you got to play and you got to win,
right?
In order to prove your medal, as they say.
Yeah, we have a big football weekend coming up here on WSCW.
Yeah, with SVSU
and Michigan.
Michigan playing the early game this week, by the way.
Yep.
And for SVSU fans, it will be a night game this Saturday. At Grand Valley, it'll be under the lights. So just so you know that, and for that matter, Michigan will be on our FM frequency this weekend, while SVSU will be on the AM. This weekend.
A little switch.
So make sure that you go to WSW.com, scroll down and find the sports broadcasting box.
Yep.
Pat Johnston keeps that up to date, and it explains the teams that we broadcast, the times, and the frequencies, because we do our best to keep certain teams on certain frequencies, but sometimes we have to juggle.
Yes. Because of the schedule, because of conflicts. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what's happening this weekend. Again, heavy sigh.